Good evening.
KD2AIC, next control for the Blackbird on clear set. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio 50 Theater on frequency 146.655 MHz. This is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Traffic has priority at all times, break in any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomer Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, October 20th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Marquee Center, 16 Star Street, Boomer, New York. Everyone's welcome to attend. Amateur Radio license is not required to become a member. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. as well as not done so for a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net parameter on our website at www.boomerarc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIC, next control for Black River Lake Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members to guests.
M2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
YFALW, good evening, Jeff.
WA2U.
Start with George, N2PFM, good evening, what's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everybody on the net. We got a temperature here on the mountainside of 52 degrees. A thermometer went crazy on me and stuck at 60 degrees, that remote thermometer, so I don't know what's going on. I'm getting a new battery for that one. The other remote control thermometer here is at 52 degrees. Haven't been any reset in the meantime of highs, lows, and whatever. So all I can give you is the present temperature, and that it was sunny much of the day with a few cloudy periods. Got my solar panels in the upright position now, from the surgery up to the 45 degree position for the winter sun. And believe it or not, the amount of voltage coming out from the solar panels went from about 35 volts to about 41 to 42 volts. So, and needless to say, I'm churning out a good amount of electricity for the batteries, which is what I need. So with that, we'll just hope everything's all right and hope we'll all be here after that 923 thing. We'll see what happens. It's in the Lord's hands, and I'm not going to speculate one way or the other because, as the Lord said himself, that would be useless speculation, and I'm not about to do that. So with that, we'll say God bless in 73. Then to PSM clear.
George, thanks for checking in there, and somebody's pinging me online here as usual. Never seem to get a moment left here. Have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. N5AOW, Bill, good evening. What's going on tonight?
N5AOW. Good evening, Jeff, and John, and George. Hope everyone had a good day. I certainly did. Got out and around with it, enjoyed some of it this morning, and a little on the cool side, but warmed up nice. Turned out to be a great day. You know, a good fall, well, kind of an Indian summer day, I guess. But it worked out nice. I didn't have anything particular I wanted to do or did do. Just got out and enjoyed it, and that's a change in itself. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Jeff, and 73 to everyone, and 5AOW.
Alright. Yeah, it was definitely a nice one out there. Can't ask for a better day in September. Alright. Well, thanks for checking in there, Bill. We'll talk to you later. WA2U, John, good evening. What's going on?
Well, good evening, Jeff. KD2AIT and the Black River Valley Service at WA2U. Good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening. And let's see, what's going on? Had a beautiful day. Kathy moved some wood away from the wood splitter over to the place where we pile it. So I guess that's a hint to get out and cut up some more wood. But actually tomorrow I've got a friend that's going to come over and he's got his tractor. And we'll pull a few tops of the trees that were along our driveway out of the woods. And then we'll be halfway through. I'll get three of those out and I'll cut them up. They're not really good for burning in the stove, but I'll put them on the wood splitter and then we'll use them around the fire ring. Of course, now the fire ring is becoming, it's funny, you start with the chairs a little farther out in the evening and they get closer and closer. I think it's about, believe it or not, I think it's 46 degrees here, 46 degrees at the moment at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. So that's not too bad. Really didn't do a whole lot. I did move the, you get a kick out of this, Jeff. I did move the fire ring. Wait for Ray's commercial to go through there. I did move the fire ring today about 4 or 5 feet. Last Thursday evening we were all sitting around the fire ring with our 807s and other things. It got real... got real close to the clothesline that I just put up this new nylon clothesline, so didn't need to have that disappear, the cost of that, so I moved it over, and all is well, so we're all set for that. I just noticed something, it's just a bit of trivia, it's not a big deal, and I had the radio on scan tonight, and I'm always interested in updating things, and the repeater here has a very neat feature, and I don't know how many people have fouled it or whatever. But it has the ability, when I used to have a repeater, my repeater wasn't set up, but this one will actually pass tones. And that's kind of neat because what that allows someone to do, if you have a certain tone, and if it was a very, very busy repeater in a metropolitan area, you can pick a particular tone and monitor the repeater all day, and you will not hear anything until someone with a similar tone that matches your radio calls you. Now I noticed tonight George is transmitting 192.8 PL. So the repeater, when he stopped talking, I didn't even hear the beep. It just went away. So that's kind of a neat thing when you consider it. A lot of repeaters cut that tone off. So yeah, just a bunch of, just a little bit of trivia. But outside of that, everything sounds great. As I mentioned, the Barn Fest is this weekend. And it looks like the weather will be halfway decent for that. So I'll turn it back over to you, Jeff. I hope you feel better and you sound. You sound, I hope it's not, you know, fall's right around the corner tomorrow. I guess, what, 4 a.m. or something. So goodbye to summer and hello to fall. And turn it back over to you. WA to you, back to net.
Yeah, we're just tired. We've been working, I don't know, 4 o'clock this morning, I think. Somewhere in there. So, I'm a little beat, but I'm just, I'm working on a problem, and I'm trying to get it figured out here, so we'll get there sooner or later. But, not much else to really report with that. I didn't know that the repeater would pass through the zone, so that's interesting to know, and I'll have to play around with that one. All right, thanks, John. You have a good evening. We'll catch up to you later. KD2AIT, and control for the back room like service now. Let's get the check-in. Well, for myself, like I said, I've been working most of the day. I did take a little time out there, and I believe the Echolink station is up and running properly. I tested it out. Dennis there, NQWDX, got on, and we tried it there for a few minutes. And I tried the cable into a different port on the router, and so far I addressed the issue whether it's the port or using the wire router. We'll have to wait and see. Although I have tried a different wire, so I'm cooperating to see how it works out. But right now, everything seems to be up and running, to get our echoing station. I'll check you back in again. You're taking off, man. You take a walk up on the canal tonight. It's nice night. And it makes it cool here towards the end. That's good. It's a nice fall walk. Anyway, are there any other check-ins, comments, or queries?
WA to you with a quick one.
Go ahead, John.
You know, Murphy is probably one of the most well-known hams going. You know, we got all the DXers and all the other people have specialty, but I think Murphy wins out in the ham radio community. WATU, back to that.
Yeah, he has a hand in the computers too, I can tell you that. All right. And I'm sure he has his own views on the home stereo system too. Anyway. Any other comments, queries, or late check-ins?
KC2NVU.
KC2NVU, Ray, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Oh, we got 53 degrees up here, and just let the cat in. Now he's jumping on me. I guess he thinks I'm a cushion that needs to be fluffed up.
I guess so. You need something to sharpen his nails on. Alright, Ray. Have a good evening there. We'll catch up with you later. Are there any other check-ins? Alright, hearing none. I'm going to close Black River Valley Service Net and turn the frequency of the room to you. I'd like to thank George, Bill, John, and Ray for checking in tonight. Hey, thank you for checking last night. And say, 33 is anyone listening in? 82 AID, clear.
Stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic. And again, I do have the problem with the process to repeater coming in. So please wait till the tail drops on your repeater, and maybe a few seconds after that, and we'll give it a try. Stations, come now, please. Okay, the only station I got, because somebody else keyed up the other one, was N5AOW. Hi, Bob. And just before that, might have been Ray, I'm not sure. I heard it very tail end. I think there was another station coming in, a third one, on Boondale, or it was somebody coming in on the Rochester. So, I appreciate your patience with me, but try again. Again, I got ALW, and I need anyone else that came in. So again, wait till the tail drops and give it a few more seconds to let the other ones clear completely. We got a long tail on that Rochester one. Okay, 8-2-7-Z, come out please.
This is 82AIT. Good evening, no traffic.
WBX, no traffic.
Okay, that time I just picked up one more, at least N2WBX. Hello, Dennis. And there was another station, I believe, again, coming in from Rochester, but the Rochester repeater is giving tremendous static tonight. It's overriding everything. So, we'll make one more try, for the Boonville 655, and again wait for the repeater drops if there's any additional stations there, and then check in please.
This is 82AIT.
Net Control, this is Kilo Delta 2 Hotel Whiskey November, coming in through the EchoLink node here. KD2HWN, John in Rochester, New York.
Okay, very good. I got Kilo Delta 2 Hotel Whiskey November on the EchoLink, John in Rochester. And KD2AIT, you came right through, believe it or not. I heard you right through the other repeater, covering up everything. But I heard you come through it. Hey, KD2AIT, Jeff, thank you for checking in. Okay, I thank all the stations for their patience tonight. And I thank you all for checking in. 7-3 to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2000.